Okay, I thought I'd just skip to the next thing because there's such a break for 2 weeks. I will go on to this. Uvetshuva sheinis chosam tochnis chorash al bal halochis herich lema'anis. This is this is basically a play on a pasuk in Tehillim, okay? Perek Kuf Chav Tes, pasuk Gimel. Al Gabi Choshu Choshim Herichu Lemaniso, okay? And you know, it's really, you know, trying to smash, you know. That's my impression. That's what he's playing on the puzzle. And we'll have to evaluate if this is an important line over here for the Ramban. Okay? Okay. Oma zichonim levochom. Ko im yimne oma zichonim levochom. That's the Ramban, okay? Im yimne kol ma shehu drabonon kibnei shehu b'chlal l'isoso le'eze dova po tu elu yosem izolosam. In other words, if the reason is because l'isoso and l'isoso is d'raisa, so why were these singled out? U'kmo shemono nechaneko miko megillo hoi lehem limnois netilis yadayim ve'eru shavim nevorech asher kirishanu v'mitzvah sovah netilis yadayim. We make a bracha of asher kirishanu v'mitzvah sovah netilis yadayim the same way that he discarded the same way we make a bracha on brachas nechanukah mikom megillah v'al mitzvah eruv k'mo shenevorech al mikum megil ulahadik neashel chanukah v'akol medrabonim. Okay, ubei omu mayim yishoyel mitzvah om abayi mitzvah l'shemor divichachom k'mo shomu megil ulahadik chanukah eichen tzivonim ulaisasso. Then he goes again. In other words, the question we're going to have to ask ourselves is the problem the content or the aggressive attack, okay? Because he's stressing the aggressive attack, and we'll see about this, okay? V'zu ha'tshuva hech me'bo hogav me'ed. In other words, tremendous years of COVID. But he seems to say the Ram is taking it out of proportions. Okay? The Oma, Kia Yose Moinin Ksas Advorim, Shame Dor Bonum, Omenichem Sosom, Bibachirach Mehem, Zed Dovo Shlo Yishmo Eyo. Below yikablehu. I'm not sure what the difference is. Okay, he's not talking even the yishmeehu. He's not talking about the poshet shmiya. Okay. So what's the difference between hearing it in terms of intellectually hearing it and makabler? I'm not sure. Okay,
is it yishmeehu or yashmiehu?
And then there should have been a yud, I would assume.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe you're right. And someone shouldn't accept it. Maybe you're right. Bishum ponim. Omroi misha omroi. Whoever said it doesn't make a difference. The fact that you have a certain status as halachas gedolos is irrelevant to this issue. Vani tamei alogav. And he now goes back to the same word that he used before, v'plia hazei shispale. Okay? So, whatever it is, he summarizes is, kilu, it's a plia, what the Baal Lochus Gdolus has done. Okay? This will be very important. Okay? Katam lebal halochos be'eruv boruhu. Okay? Now, the word boruhu is very strange. Okay? Is he saying that he agrees with it, or it's a tam which one could accept, or it's clear that there is such an option? Lefi she'ein b'chol inyoni o'erev mitzvah chadoshim midibreim she'timne el'im omru b'mitzis ho'erev lav. Okay? But it's only an Issa. Okay? There's no mitzvah. The Ram says in Eruv there's a mitzvah chadosha. In fact, nothing like we had before. We explained and we mapped it out. Okay? But he claimed, according to the halachas gedolos, it's not a mitzvah chadosha. But even going further, that it's a lav and bechlal melocha. Okay, it's a siyog lisa melocha. And as he says later on, you'll see, he says later, im omru, b'mitzvah to'erev lav, kloima, shehe osu lahoitzi, vish sayoche lechotza meshuta, b'lo erev, hari ho'ivo olov, ova lo sasa melocha medivreim. V'im omu be'erev shvus mehoitzo azu hari b'chal shvisa de shvus midivreihem meloch achas hi mikama meloch esor Shabbos. So what he's doing is he's saying that erev is not a mitzvah, it's only an isa, and it's based on isa melocha, so there's no reason to count it. Okay? And that's what he's saying. let's go over a little bit more of the other thing he says. Teda fitaskil she'ein ze'etzer ba'aloch z'der is misajitimna v'she'ein ola mitzuvu la'asay se'erev o she'loi la'asay se'ay v'ein o klal b'kumasay v'chein netilas ha'yodayim. Can you copy? Chaim etilus yad hayodayim ein mitzvosa b'chiyu klau v'lo etilu hachom al odim shi'itol yodav klau v'le'echo v'anutul yodav aso apom b'yoy v'echol ein lize mitzvah yoyse mizeh. A person who eats 10 times a day and a person who eats once a day, or a person who doesn't eat at all, there's no difference in his chelik and gan eden. Avo ilu hois avo elu hete ho isahe. It's only matir and isa. Okay? It's a matir. Deme, and again he does even more. Deme, le mitzvah hashchita, she tiknu bo nami, v'tzivonu al hashchita. V'diktu, and then he does, he continues this, okay? This is the plan, okay? He says that basically Erev is like a melacha, and the Tuzadayim is also Ki'ilu Asiyog, okay? And it's like Shechita, okay? That's the map. Now, I just want to say something, you know, just point out a lushan. You know, there are really two things we have to do over here, okay? There's one thing we have to understand. What if you need with melacha? There's a very strange lashon over here, the way it goes, melacha and shvus, okay? But let's hold that off, okay? I'll come to this later. Then he does something else. He compares Netilas Yadayim and Erev to Shechita, okay? And not only Shechita, he goes further, okay? Let's take this up first and then go back, okay? Doime lemitzus hashchita shetikna bonami v'tzivon al hashchita. So basically, the same way someone who does shchita 10 times a day, or 1 time a day, or doesn't do it at all, is the same chelik in Gan Eden. And I guess the bracha v'tzivonu al hashchita is also on, it's only a matir, okay? There's no kiyum, correct? And that's the comparison, correct? The v'dictical bo leimo lishchot leisagi de leishochet. He doesn't have to do shchita, no chiyuv. The elu kiyotze bohen, and then he's very mafurish. Okay, lav habo michlal asei. The ikun hu halav shnemo bohen. Kol tzipo tehera techlu. The elu kiyotze bohen lav habo michlal asei. The ikun hu halav shnemba bohen ki inyan kol tzipa tehera techlu, okay? You should eat a tzipa tehera, okay? And l'chayu not a tmeya. V'elu, so he's elu who kiyetze behen lava b'mukhalasei the ikon who alav shenema bohen, and it's a lav that was said to him. It was said you should do shchita, and it's a lav of not doing shchita. And it says the kol tzipa tehera techelu, and there's a lav of b'machal say of not eating a tehera, of eating a tehera. Correct? Is that a fair reading?
Well, this isn't the veil.
No, he's not talking kol tzipa tehera techelu. No, he's saying similarly.
Ki'inyan.
He says the very important word over here is ki'inyan. He doesn't equate the two. He says it's similar. Okay? And this, kol tzipa tehera, the Ramban has said in many mekaymos that it's a lava b'mukhalase. Okay? That you find it in Sherishvov, the Ramban says the following. Sheish old lav viasei bedova echod, el she'ein shnehem mitzvah. See, the Ram has three categories of asei and lois asei. In shurish, vov. One is that there's an assay and loisa say about the same thing, and one is lav shekomel assay, and there's assay shekomel lav. So Ramban is another category. There's a lav, and I say the ki'ilu supports the lav. That's like an isa assay, and that's because the same. They're both the same. Sheish od lav yasei v'dove echod ela she'ein shnei mitzvah ki'inyan v'behemos v'dogim u'v'eifles hamutolim v'asulim oma kosu behem asei zeis ha'behemo oma kosu behem asei zeis v'reisha tochel v'doshu boi shehu mitzvah asei v'es lav abo mochal asei v'chein kol tzipo tehele techelu. Also, oisa mitzvah say, but it's lav bomcha say. V'chein is zeh teichu mikol hashev amoyim. Says lav bomcha say. Okay. V'dov yidua she'ena kamon loyma she'be'elu she'be'ochleinu abehemo oyadog bale simonim hatehirim nase mitzvah. We need tzoidom, v'loy noy chaloisam, nabo aleho. I mean, the... What?
Well, what do you say?
One second. She'ein ha'kavon aloyim, she'bi ochleinu ha'beheimo, oy ha'dag, ba'le simone v'teherim, nase mitzvah, v'lim nol mitzoidom v'loy nai chaloisom na'avo leho. Okay. Ava kavon nishom ha'kosim el eile teichlu v'loy ha'tmeim v'hu la'av avom ha'chalase b'tmeim k'dei shehe o'ichal ha'tmeim o'ivu v'la'av gomo v'la'av avom ha'chalase shu'ase l'fi kabalase. Okay. Sikoit shchita to tzipo tehera, and he equates erev and tuzidayim to them. Correct? Okay. Is that fair? That's what he did. Correct? I'm just confused before we start, and I didn't know the answer to this question. Okay. You know, we can talk about a brocha by shchita. We talk about a brocha by erev. We talk about a brocha by tuzidayim. But in the case of Kol Tzipa Tehera, or in the case of Dogim, okay, or in the case of I don't know exactly in okay, let's say Dogim, let's see, okay. So you know, you can talk about a bracha, and if you do the bracha, what's the bracha to do? What would you make the bracha on? So what he's doing is making a bracha on something which I could have violated the Issa, and I convert it to something which I'm not going to violate the Issa. Okay? And there's no case, right? If I would have eaten it without Shechita, I would violate an Issa. And eating it with Shechita, I don't violate the Issa. If I would eat it, if I would walk out into the Chotzer, without the Eiv, if there would be no Eiv, I would violate Issa. And with the Eiv, I don't violate Issa. Okay? If I eat without the Tilas Yadayim, with the Tilas Yadayim, I don't violate Issa. If I eat the Talas Yadayim, I do violate Issa. So doing something which changes from violating the Issa to not violating the Issa, you make a block on. Okay? But in Sipo, you don't have that case. Correct? Okay? But the bracha of Shechita and the bracha of Erev and the bracha of Netzilas Yadayim is not indicative of any mitzvah, okay? But it's more indicative of a heter to an Issa. Okay? Beseder? So
it's a separate argument, though, no? The lava of the Chalasei, it's a separate argument. One, First he
talks about... No, separate argument, because no, he's basically saying, that's ki'inyin, what ki'inyin? He's basically, shchit is also lav v'machase. And taking hoitzah without an eil is also lav v'machase. And he's saying that eating without the two sedayim is a lav v'machase, the rabbon, all of them are that. And the brocha is not in the kiyum, but the brocha is on the heter not to violate the lav v'machase.
None of these
have a kiyum. None of them. That's the point, correct?
And that's for the accountant. That's the answer to the question.
That's why the Ramban doesn't deal with it. But if I make a bracha Megillah and or Hadlokas Neiris and I do it, I am a kaima mitzvah. And the person who did read the Megillah didn't read the Megillah, or the person who did Madlik Neiris, not Madlik Neiris, is different. That is the argument, okay? And the discussion at the end about Kol Tzipa Tehele Techelu has nothing at all to do with anything here, correct? It's not the issue, correct? It's only an example of the idea of Lava Mochase, and he's saying Shechita is based on Lava Mochase. Now, so let's now, that is, okay. So that's what he's trying to tell you, that there's no kiyum of this, I say. That's Bochleno Adag, whatever it is. But it's only an Issa, and it's Lav B'Mechase, that's all it is, correct? Then he says, in Sherish Dalet, I'll read you another, I read you in Sherish Vav, okay? Sherish Dalet. Okay, and shumitzah, right? And he also says a similar thing by on the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shemitah Yom Kippur. And if this Isa Aseh supports a lav, you might have it. He says, Avol HaMitzvah, he Atmeir. Vihi bo lav, v'lav shekvah ne'emne. You see, one second. He says, if the thing stands by itself, one second. So let's start again. Lav just stop it clearly. Well, amount the kibal lochas lo yim the lav bochase kein adom v'lav and she'ein bo enase to go and kol tzipa tehera. Torchlu she'ein la'oichel min atzipo atoho shumitzvah. Okay, it's only an Issa. But as far as Shabbos and Yontiv and Shemitah and Yom Kippur is different. Aval mitzvah he, and then he says it like this: Al mitzvah atzmei vihi bo lav v'kibush kvar nimne v'menom belav achem afuish ho ein abo v'minyan. Aval asay hanemu b'prisha mehen v'hu mitzvah nimne ki'in b'shavus the Shabbos. You're supposed to not do something. Not to do this melacha. V'yom teim she'in nimne b'asay v'amelacha b'hen loisaseh v'chein inu yom agruim ki b'hishomu min alav nikayim mitzvah saseh. See, so sometimes there's an asay which is only an Issa Aseh, and he says sometimes when I say to get the lav is to be shema from the lav, and that's a kiyum, because he says nikayim mitzvah Aseh.
Like beyond.
Yeah.
But not here.
Okay. Not here. So the chayla. Next step. Just going through.
The tzibur means there's no kiyum at all. That's
yeah. Terrible. It's yeah. Yeah, but once you do. And you compare Sipo to Shechita, the conclusion is there's no kiyum at all in Shechita. And what ends up in Shechita is a lava bo mechalase, like kol tipa tahira fechem. Okay? Let's just take it to its logical conclusion. And here is where it gets murky. Okay? The Rambam might not agree with the beginning, but that's not my issue. Okay? Well, the kol tipa tahira, what it is and how it is, and what the Rambam does with simonim, you know, that's a discussion itself, and I have shiur on it, okay? But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested only over here in the conclusion that there's an is asay in tehera, and shechita is only an is asay. Correct? That's what he says. So the chayre, he's like the raven. In minyan kotze, in mitzvah say kuf mem vov lishchoit behemo chayir v'oif v'yach kach yochal b'soron. That's the Rambam. Shenem v'zavachim v'kocho. But the Raivit is matzik, and the Raivit says lishchoit behemo chayir v'oif v'yach kach yochal b'soron. Om Avram, ze ein loy tam. There's no such mitzvah. Yeah. V'ulai, lava boch mechal asay. If you want to be moined, he's not even sure that it should be minyan mitzvahs. But if you're ready to accept the lava boch mechal asay is the minyan mitzvahs, okay. Then we can talk about it. But we can't do more than that. Correct? So, the Birkas Eiriv, and the Birkas Shechita, and the Boch and the Tilas Adayim, L'chayis Nehete. And that's what you would say according to the Raivit. Or, if you'd want to go further, or differently, you know, you don't have to say like that. You can say the like the Taz, there's a Shemot for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shon Lo Yisrael, but it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah then, really. Okay?
We don't care what it is, we care what it isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Okay? But it's not a push of the Birchas HaMitzvah, correct? And you can have a Nusach HaShekin Yisrael Mitzvah Yisrael V'tzivonu, and not being a push of the Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what comes out. The Boch is in the head there. Okay. You know, we'll come to these issues later. But do you, you know, this, for example, this sugya of Kol Mitzvahs, Shemavoch and Aleim Ovel Asiyosan, will you talk about that here? Ovel Asiyosan from what? Okay, you know, you have to ask yourself. You just, okay, you got it? Okay, we'll see what you say. You know? Okay, now. So, Birkas HaShechita, a chayre is like the Raivit or the Taz, whichever you want it. But it's nothing to do with the Birkas HaMitzvah, correct?
He doesn't take Ashkita though, the Ramban doesn't take Ashkita, does he?
No. Because the Ramban, as we'll see, and that's when you work on Shoshbov Barichas, you'll see the Ramban counts Yisrael Asay. The Halachas Burs doesn't. But the Ramban does. Ramban counts Abiyom Hashmini, Yerotze, Mochusados. The Ramban has a few of them, okay? And the Ramban, okay, say the Ramban has the Yisrael Shlomo, okay, good.
The rabbi doesn't count Yisrael.
He might not count, okay? That's what he's not. One second. I don't believe. We don't have the Sefer Mitzvah. We know what he's masik. And you get the impression, the rabbi, it's not even clear. He's just saying what he disagrees with, and he's saying he's not sure about this issue. The way the Rambam formulates is certainly not correct, okay? You see, there's a difference between the Ravid and the Ramban, okay? The Ramban's Hasogas on Sefer Mitzvahs are not in terms of formulation. It's in terms of, is this a minion or not the minion? The Ramban might disagree with the formulation, but the Ravid over here is disagreeing about the formulation and claiming because of that difference, it may not be in the minyan mitzvahs. Okay?
Did the Rambam write Sefer Mitzvahs?
No, not that I know of. Maybe he did, but I don't have one. I don't know. Okay? We can say we do not, we're not aware of it. Okay? Okay? The problem is, when you get to Sherish Beis, you have a whole different view of this, okay? And the Ramban there seems to embrace the Ram's approach to Birchas HaMitzvos, and it becomes very strange, okay, and confusing, okay. So in Sherish Yud Beis, we'll see, not about Shechita, we'll come to this later. I just want to take about Shechita first. The Ramban in Sherish Yud Beis, you get the impression that Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiyum. Okay, that's one. Okay, we'll see that. I just want to present the problems, okay? And then we'll present that in two places, the Ramban al HaTorah, it's very clear that there's some type of kiyum or some type of issue. And first of all, the brocha itself is not a posh of the brocha on the heter. Okay? And secondly, there's some inyan in shechita. Okay? So we'll start with Ramban al HaTorah, we'll talk about shechita, and then we'll move over to his approach to brochas. Okay? So I'm not doing anything except for looking at the Ramban and saying, okay, let's assume what you say is correct. What's your opinion about this? Okay? So comes the Ramban in Bereishis. In Perek Al Posachov Tez. He doesn't say, he said, let's say what he says and then what he doesn't say. He says the fact that we make a bracha on Shechita somehow is a gilui on the fact there's an issue of Tzav Alechayim, the Reise. Okay? But he doesn't say the fact that Torah is mitzava us on Shechita, but the fact is the bracha. Okay? Now this is offhand borders on the impossible. Because basically what Ramban has said, and he didn't speak about the Birchas Shechita, but the way he compares Shechita, the way he compares Shechita to Erev, and he says, okay, he's saying you make the bracha, he doesn't bang it. She tik the bonami b'tzibon ala Shechita, okay, and he's proving the chayra from the Birchas Shechita that the bracha is on the heter, or it's a shevach on the heter, or the bracha is on the heter, whichever way you want it, correct? Okay. So the chera, can you imagine proving something that Tzav Ba'al-Chaim is a deraisa because of the birkas hashchita? You wouldn't expect the Ramban to say that after you have all this material in front of you, correct? Looking at the Ramban itself on Chumash, you know, when you push the Yid, learning Chumash Ramban, you have no problem with it, okay? Well, the Chayra, you should have a problem with it if you see the Ramban's over here. Correct? Now, let's see. V'kashechotu, okay? in Doamabo, the Hishchis Koboso, as Dalka Olet, the Nigza Shiamusu Bamabo, Ubahu Noyach, Hitzil Mehem, Lekium Amin. I have a note here. I'm not sure about that, okay? But basically, there should have been a gzeras moves on all Baal Chaim, because Hishch is Dalkoi. I'm not sure if that's Beteres Hashkoch Lechira, when you talk about a chet, and you talk about individual chet, okay? So, then an amazing thing, because the Ram says that the Hashkoch Baal Chaim is only on the min, not on the individuals, okay? And I'm wondering whether, because of Hishchis Kol Bosar, the whole issue of Hashkocha changed. Because the Chera, you're hitting them for Chet, for what they did, and you're saying the fact that Niskayim is only because of Hashkocha on the min, not on the individuals. So we're not interested in anyone per se. So that's an aside. But he says the reason why there was a kiyum over here, Ubavu noyach hitzil mehem lekiyum amin. Okay? But it's interesting. If man wouldn't have been around, even that wouldn't have been. It would have been destroyed. But because of noyach, there was a hatzol of kiyum amin. Okay? V'nosan lohem, therefore, since it was because of Noyach, and their whole existence was because of Noyach, nosan lohem v'shus lishchit v'le'echo. So I'm a little bit confused. The lishcho v'le'echo was only in Yisrael. I'm not sure exactly how, where this, okay, good, we say that. If there wouldn't have been kiyum ba'avuroi, you wouldn't have been allowed to do shechita or anything. And then he says, "V'zeh tam hashechita." Umashe omu sa bale chayim doraisa. Vizu bichoisenu shemevoch asher kirishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu al hashechit. So this is amazing, okay? Vizu Tam hashchita, uma sheomru ze tam hashchita, uma sheomru saba alchaim deraisa, v'zu bechasein shemavarech asher kinishanu mitzvah mitzvah al hashchita.
That's so clear. It's not, the way you're saying it's not so clear that the bracha is the.
Yes. So no. The question. No. Let's even forget everything. What does he want with the bracha? What does he want with the bracha? V'zeh tam hashchita v'zeh tam hashchita.
What does that mean?
וזה תם השחיתה, ומה שאומץ בעל החיים דרייסה. וזו ביחסנו, שמבורך השקל ישרנו במצווי סוף, וציוונו על השחיתה. So what is wrong with the bracha? Always want to tell you one thing, okay? if there's an Issa Aseh to eat that which is not Shochut, so that's the time for the Bruch. And the Bruch to do with Tzav Alechayim. And Ki'ilu Shechita was set up for there should be Tzav Alechayim. Okay? Now let me do another Ramban and we'll go further than this. Okay? Let's do now a Ramban in Paski Seitzei. Chovov, Perichov Beis, Pasuvov. Behavi Raya, he's talking about Tanya and Mitzvahs. He's talking about the Chazal. Behavi Raya, Menashrichit, Menatzavo, Vihoorev, if someone does a Shechita from one side to the other side, the purpose of the mitzvahs are for us, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? This is a little strange. What are you talking about, Tzivon al Hashchita? Ela lonu heim laadricheinu b'nesivas sivois harachmim gam b'eis Hashchita.
That's what the bracha is about.
This is the Tzav Balechai. Okay. V'heviu raya acheres o ma'ichpas loy b'ein oichol teheirois ובין המאכלים המותרים לאוכל טמאים והם מאכלים אסורים שאומרים תורה טמאים הם לכם ורמז שהוא ליועסנו נקי הנפש חכמים משכילי או אמס ואומרים אם חכמת לך his kill li ba mitzvahs hamasiyos going shchitz atzavo his kill ki hamitzvahs hamasiyos going shchitz atzavo ulamdenu hamidus atzavos ba mitzvahs agduos b'minin lezachis nafshenu. So shchita is not lezachis nafshenu. There's no problem of eating that which was not shochut. That the Shechita should teach us the Midas. Kmo she'omu teiro v'loish yishaksa z'nafshasechem. That's l'zakek nafshenu. V'beheimu ba'oiv. V'chol asher timos l'adomo. Ashiv da'ati l'chem l'tome. Im kein, kulam l'tolaseinu v'ovad. V'zeh kmo she'omu eliyu. Im chotosu ma'atifo v'oiv. V'lom poshecho ma'atase v'oiv. V'yomal אוי מה מיות חתיקה וזה דוב מוסקן בכל דברי בסיין. So I only tell you, not that I understand this 100%, but to say that Ramban looks at Shechita as ki'ilu a heter on an Issa and not to some efficacy in the Shechita itself, that we learn something about Midas from the Shechita, and the whole issue of Tzav Alechayim is not, you know, a representation of what he's saying in Chumash, correct?
He's not just defending the Bahag, he's saying.
Oh, so maybe that's going on, and we'll see about that, because see, then what's happening is very interesting. He's really banging away at the fact that he is a pliya asher hiflo rav, and the choshu boy chosha gabi leman is the aggressive attack. Okay? But the truth is, as much as you want to say he is defending or not defending, we'll come to this a little bit later, it's not the chamon or sekelim. He accepts there's such a possibility, but he himself might not hold like that. That's a very important point. The question is, can you conclude something about the Ramban Shita about Shechita? Okay?
As you might just be saying there's a possible understanding which the Bahagas co-opted, but he's not saying if he takes the same position.
Yeah, but the only question you have to... That's what I kept on stressing at the beginning. I wanted to set up this, okay? But then... you have to ask yourself the next question. Okay, I'm just setting up the whole thing. How much, you know, we'll try to finish as much as we can tonight, okay? But this is setting up. The question is, even more than that, okay? Is his defense of the Halachas Gedolos in terms of Eruv and also in terms of the Tilus Yadayim, is that his opinion? Or maybe that's also not his opinion. The question is, does the Ramban have, and that's the next thing you'll see a little bit more, does the Ramban have a Birchas HaMitzvah like you could imagine according to the Ravid on the Heter, or according to the Taz, a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or loshen of a birchas mitzvah is a real mitzvah? Okay, so maybe the Ramban might agree then, that's the next step, with the Ramban, but is only presenting a defense of Halach Zedolis. Okay, there's one line that becomes a little strange then, but let's, you know, just set it up and we'll fix, you know, we'll do a little bit more now, we'll pick it up more next week in Metz Shembly Neder. Ki hatam lebal halochas be'eruv boruhu. The word boruhu gets you a little nervous. Is that the real thing or it's not the real thing? Okay? But the question is, if it's real, and this is what the Ramban holds, you end up with the possibility of a bracha, a birchas mitzvah, which is only on the heter. Okay? And you also end up, if you're going to say shechita is different, without any paradigm in mitzvah aseh, necessarily. Because the paradigm that he only has in a birchas mitzvah, which is something like called tzipa tehele techele, which is no birchas mitzvah, is only shechita. So the question is the Ramban ready to come out as a knight in shining armor without an actual paradigm that there is such a thing in mitzvahs d'oraisa, and the Rabban should have done such a thing? Is a little odd. Okay, now at least you see, you know, what seemed to be very black and white, I don't know, it even looks gray now. What you thought was black is white, and white is black. You know, that's really what happened. Okay? Now, let's go on. Now, let's see if we can see and glean from the Ramban in the Hasogas himself what his opinion of a birchas mitzvah is. And I think that if you recall from our work in Sherish Yudbeis, you might be able to do something in terms of tchumah. Okay? In other words, before we start, the issue is, when I make a bracha, I shake it in with mitzvah, so afrish, tchumah, or challah, okay? If there is such a word, am I saying a bracha on the heter kri, or the fact that I say a bracha is raidoch that there's a mitzvah over here. And could you imagine using this, the fact as a bracha, as an argument that this should be a mitzvah, a minyan a mitzvah, maybe even separate than the mitzvah of the Nesinas Truma? You see, you can only start using brachas a mitzvah, birchas a mitzvah as an argument to tell you something. I would assume so, but I'm not sure. Okay? Unless you want to tell me that the birchas mitzvah is on an isa, okay? An isa say, like on shechita, but I don't know if his lashon will bear that out. Okay? So let's just see a little bit. We'll get started. And Mitzvah Shem will pick it up a little bit more next week. Voraya oid in Shoshit Beis Shehi mitzvah. Okay. Chiyuvam levorech al hafreshosam. There's a chiyuv brocha, and that's a raya that it's a mitzvah. Voraya oid shehi mitzvah chiyuvam, that's the hachom zichon levorech. Levorach al hafreshosam. I would say that it should be hafreshosam. Maybe it should make magia because it's referring to truma. Okay, and going back, let's not negate anything. Kmo sheshoninu chamisha lo yitroimu v'im tomu truma osam truma ho ilen v'ashika ho erovo u'bal kerev v'hainu mipnei she'enon yicholun levorach. And that, I'm not going to get involved in that. You look at the Ramban Barichus in Brochis, Chof Beis, Amid Beis, who quotes Yishalmi. Basically, there are two categories over here. There are those you can't make the Brocha because they can't make a brocha, and those because you assume they can't be termed a mufcha, like a person who might be see over here the shiko, okay, the om can't make a brocha, the elaim might not be about he can't make a brocha, okay, so. So what comes out, there's an isa to do a mitzvah without a brocha. And you couldn't imagine an isa to do a mitzvah without a brocha had it not been a mitzvah. So therefore the brocha is a raya that it's a mitzvah. And l'cheira, it's a mitzvah kumvase, it's not a chalis heter. And since Valkyrie is not Mavorich, therefore he's not Mafish Truma. In fact, the question is the Ramban here going to disagree with this in Shulchan Aruch? And the Goyim is Mitzayim, this whole business. And Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah, in Simon Aleph, Sif Yud, Om lo yishchot lechatchila, and the groz leforish is the makor is the mishten trumas. She om lo yitchot. Om mehod the trumas. Okay. So we don't know that Ramban's going to agree with this or not, and. That's what the Rav used to say. That's Pshat Naam V'cheinah, Birchas HaNenin, the same way Birchas HaNenin, Amater Achila, that Birchas HaMitzvah is Amater the Mitzvah, and then I have a Dirk and a Lashon Shetei Sefta, Achiatiru HaMitzvah. Okay? If you want to show it to Sefta, we want to show it to the next Ashi Tzira Mitzvah. But that's not really our issue over here, but it's the Sefta like that. Okay? Then, even further, in fact, the Gemara in Brochi says that if Birchas HaMitzvah be Deraisa, it might be Ma'akiv in the Chalis Heta. And once it's the Rabbonon, that the Chalis Heta of Afroshes Truma doesn't depend upon the Brocha. So it's a little strange. I mean, you want to say that it's because the Kiyum, the Mitzvah's Brocha, so what exactly is it? But it's only Isa say that the Brocha Shuma'akid Midraisa and the Chalis Heta is a little strange. So you'd assume he's trying to point out that the Truma is a mitzvah, and he's trying to move in the bracha, and he quotes a tisefta. I'm a foolish with tisefta. Be'achlin shel bracha, so huruch lahafish truma umaisis, oy mashikish on mitzvah lahafish truma umaisis, me'osem a bracha lehem, mishoshem afrishom. So it's a foolish, because the chere he learns that the bichas Umeyomosai mivorech alehen mishoshem afrishon. So why is this more foolish than before?
Okay.
So I want to suggest to you, you know, even if you could imagine that birchas hamitzvah, like the taz and like the raivid, but he has here the foolish, the din of overasiyosu wouldn't apply. And the fact that the Mishnah said, the Braisa says in Me'osayim Afrishon, that it's Mamish right before, the Dino Yvelasiyosin applies, it's the Charaya that there's a mitzvah over here. Okay? So the question is, are you going to be prepared to say, that's the Ramban's opinion, that Shechita might not require Yvelasiyosin, and there's no Issa for Shechita to do, you know? Okay, I don't know if I'm just trying to tell you. Okay, so I'm just trying to tell you, you have to ask yourself one simple question over here. We'll continue doing this a little more, but this is the gist of basically the argument. What is the Ramban trying to do over here? Is the Ramban trying, in fact, is the Ramban trying to do and take the Bahag's cause because he believes it's true, or it's just that he looks at it as not a chamon noisi kelim, and he can imagine that this is a proper approach. Okay? But he himself might not agree with it. And that is, what I'd like to leave you with, and Mitzvah will pick up more, but I think that's a good start.